Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
I was really good at retailing. You know, again, this is enhancing my understanding about where my talents were and where they weren't. So I was really good at retailing, but of course, network marketing, to be successful, you're not really retailing the product, you're selling people on the business. And at that point in time, I didn't really have the business acumen behind me to feel confident.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined by Patty Mara once again. Patty is a successful entrepreneur as a coach. She's the author of Up Solutions, and she's focused on helping her clients create a value-based business, bolstering small businesses in particular, which, of course, I think we can all agree is a good thing. If you want to hear more of Patty, you can also go back and listen to episode 2. But she found she was not a salesperson when trying out network marketing. That's coming up after the break. Real quick before we get into today's show, I'd like to invite you to leave us a review and share this episode with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. We are really trying to push the show and get it out to as many listeners as possible to share the message of we all fail, we all make mistakes, and it's normal, and it's important to talk about it and learn from it. We want to see the show get to 10,000 downloads an episode before the end of the year. Let's see if we can do it. Thanks for your help. Enjoy the show. Patty Mara, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
Absolutely, Alex.
All right, let's talk about network marketing. How did you get into network marketing? Kind of lay the groundwork for us here, and then what ultimately turned it into this learning experience?
Let's see. One of the broken bulbs that was a part of, I would say, the origin story, if you will, that led to where I am today, is when I graduated from university, which was 1989, we were in a recession and there were no jobs. I remember this is where microtechnology started to shift jobs. And I remember a headline in a newspaper that IBM, for the first time in its history, were laying off middle management. And so I graduated in that. And the typical, up to that point, was you get a job in a good company and you'll have a career path, and that wasn't happening. So I looked around and I started, and based on previous experience, I launched into a network marketing company, and it was a really interesting experience. Of course, network marketing is designed for people that have zero business experience to, build a little business within their umbrella. So it was a good experience. I was really good at retailing. Again, this is enhancing my understanding about where my talents were and where they weren't. So I was really good at retailing. But of course, network marketing, to be successful, you're not really retailing the product. You're selling people on the business. And at that point in time, I didn't really have the business acumen behind me to feel confident. It was really a confidence thing. It wasn't an ability thing. It was a confidence thing to approach people to say, hey, here's a business model for you, $5,000 down and blah, blah, blah. It was an interesting experience. It did not lead me into a viable business model for me. I know some people it has. My experience with that is that people that have been successful tend to be really good salespeople. But it helped me enhance the knowledge of my ability for retailing, but also very quickly, it's one of those first experiences that had me coaching and had people selected me to be the coach. And so we had a business center, and the center was a bunch of different people that rented office space, and we came together supporting each other. And within 2 months of joining, I was the retail trainer. So I was all the new recruits, I would lead all the retail training. And that really stayed with me. So it wasn't a viable business for me. I didn't build a long-term, you know, career, or it really wasn't sustainable as a job. But it was a first launch for me. I took away that experience, and it happened in two different network marketing companies. The exact same thing happened in two different network marketing companies. So that really, how that came away with my strength was to coach. It laid the seeds for that. That really is part of where I am today.
I think it's interesting how, looking back, we can see all of these small developments. We can see how these little things happen. And then looking back, it's like, oh, that had a huge impact on my life. What was it for you ultimately that made it so that network marketing wasn't a viable business option for you, and that you had to realize your strengths in coaching and move further in that direction?
Great question. I would say two things. The first was that I was really good at retailing, and my opinion is that the success of network marketing is more of a sales function. And that's not my talent. I'm a better coach than I am a salesperson. And I have to truly believe that someone's better off for me to succeed in selling anything. That was one piece. But the other piece is, one of my lessons learned is that if I'm going to invest in building an infrastructure and business around something, I want to own it. One of the things with network marketing is the company makes changes all the time, and you have no say in those changes, even if over the long run you might agree or disagree. They change formulations, they change marketing, they change products, and you have to run with it. You're basically a commission-based sales force. And in the end, that wasn't a fit for me.
Interesting. Do you feel like, I'm always curious to hear people's insights in hindsight. Do you feel like that learning experience, though, was worth it for you? Was it something that, looking back, you're glad that you did, or something that you wish you had done differently? And if so, what?
I'm a big advocate that there's no such thing as wasted experience, and that I believe that all growth happens on the shoulders of what we've done in the past. So I don't regret any of it. I think it was part of my education. I like to call it the entrepreneurial school of success. And sometimes tuition is high. Usually the things that go wrong is where we have the biggest lessons learned, and they move us forward the most. Just sometimes they're expensive. And that was one of my less expensive courses in my entrepreneurial school of success. It wasn't that expensive, but it was a good learning lesson. So yeah, definitely don't regret it at all. I'm grateful for having the experience, and I don't think I would be here today without having had it.
I love that attitude. I'm personally a huge fan of, you don't live with regrets, you live with experience. And I think everything you just said sums up a lot of my thoughts on what we do, and maybe what we did by mistake or shouldn't have done maybe. But then in the end, you're exactly right. We got experience from it. Now, looking at your life, what is that one thing, that one bulb, the 1,000th try, the thing that's working for you now?
Great, Alex. Thank you. Well, so I'd say, you know, what's come out of all of my experiences, or the sum of all my experiences, has been that I am a coach. And my focus has been working with independently owned businesses to shift their business model, shift not the genius of their business or the wisdom of their business, but how you position what your business offers. It's not the products or services you sell. It's the value you create, the relationships you build. And when you understand and shift your business model, so how you position what you offer and why choose you, to the value and relationships, the big box stores, the Amazons, the Walmarts of the world can't play your game. And so that's really what I do. And I've pulled the last 10 years and 15 years really of what I've done working with independently owned businesses into a book that just came out this year called Up Solutions, Turning Your Team into Heroes and Your Customers into Raving Fans. And that's the focus of what I'm doing these days, and that in helping businesses make that shift.
I love that. And where is it that people can go to find your book and learn more about the work that you do?
So you can go to my website, which is pattimara.com. That's PattiMara.com. And we have a special link for Alex for your Broken Bulbs podcast listeners. If you go to pattimara.com/broken bulbs, you'll get a page where you can order the book if you want to buy the book. We've got a free tool download, the Touchpoint Scorecard, which is kind of the first thing to start looking at shifting your business model, as well as a short video training that you can use that with your team.
Excellent. I will have links to all of that in the show notes so that everybody can go and check it out. Pattimara, welcome, or thank you again for joining me on Broken Bulbs.
An absolute pleasure, Alex. Thank you for having me on.
And thank you for listening. The Entrepreneurial School of Success, and sometimes tuition is high. You've got to try out a lot of different things to find out where you fit, but it's not wasted time if you learn from it. Special thank you to Pattimara for joining me once again and being willing to talk about her broken bulbs. Be sure to check out her work, including Up Solutions. And like I said, if you want to hear more of her, you can go to episode 2 of Broken Bulbs. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review and share it with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the CreateVine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.